How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions, featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio. Hello and welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Susie Ruffle.
And me, Tom Allen.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, everybody, or whatever time of the day you're listening.
I am in PJs and I feel like I should let people know that. I don't know if that changes my sort of speech pattern.
You seem wonderfully relaxed.
There you go.
I'm wearing a tracksuit. I've suddenly bought a tracksuit recently.
And oh my gosh.
You know,
is it like a cashmere one though?
It is a lovely soft one, I suppose.
Is it a woolen one rather than like a billionaire boys club?
What's a billionaire's boys club?
You know, the sort of trackies where some young men might put their hands down their trousers and walk around wearing them.
There is a vogue of that. I don't think so, although I've got the hoodie in black and the trousers in grey because they didn't have matching. Mm. And I feel like that makes that grey is a little bit more prison chic.
Isn't that sort of thing where someone might talk about like scally lads, where you could see
all their bits and bobs?
Yes. Do you wear it with a cup? Because I know how you love to wear a cup all the time.
I don't actually, but...
isn't that what they're called? Is that what people use when they're fencing or something? Or playing sports? Am I wrong?
Or something. I remember that being a thing in cricket.
A box. Not a cup. Is it a box? I don't know. Why am I getting involved in this?
This is a lot of questions for somebody.
For
two people who really don't know what they're talking about on this.
I have no idea. Sorry. I'm so sorry for bringing up your bits.
But I do.
So early in the podcast.
So early as well. This close to Christmas. But Halloween, exactly. Exactly. It is quite nice to wear something like this. I feel like I'm wearing a little costume whenever I put it on.
Oh, yeah. I love wearing a trackie. I love wearing a matching trackie because I tell you who I feel like. I feel like sort of maybe early 2000s Britney.
Oh, okay.
When she was on a flight. She would always be in like quite chic, juicy couture. I mean, juicy couture isn't chic, but at the time I thought it was very chic.
Ooh, at the time it was, I think.
Juicy across the arse in Diamantes.
Oh, yes. Very
class.
Demure. Yeah, very.
Very demure. Very, what's the other word?
I think in the video she says mindful.
Mindful, yes, of course. I remember thinking it was very cool. And at the time, of course, I wouldn't have had the sort of excess money to go out and buy a matching trackie.
No.
And now now that I can buy a Nike trackie, don't want to brag, but I can. I do feel great in it.
Well, that's the lovely story of
what
progress,
a boring,
isn't it?
What a, is Not at this all. Podcasting?
No, it is. Yes, it is. It is.
Do you think they're talking about Juicy Couture on Off Menu?
Oh, I'm sure they talk about it non-stop. Non-stop.
Velour or Diamantes?
Susie, I don't know. But what I will say is thank you to everybody who has bought tickets for our live show.
Oh my God.
We are amazed.
It's basically sold out.
Yes. If you'd still like to come, there are a couple left. We'd love it if you did, but you know, no pressure. But thank you to everybody.
We're so bad at PR.
We're so bad.
Come, but like if you can't make it, we totally understand. And you know, we get it.
So bad. I don't feel like other podcasters talk. I mean, not that we should compare, we should slay in our own lane. But the whole idea of like politely like, come if you like, but don't worry if you're busy. We don't mind.
I mean,
I don't want to be any bother.
I'd hate to be any bother.
Mm, exactly.
But if you're there, if you're free, no pressure.
No pressure.
If you find yourself at a loose end.
If you find yourself at a loose end, you fancy it, just come, maybe book a ticket in advance, but you probably did. Yeah, might need to book a ticket. So yeah, we're looking forward to that. On the 17th of December, tickets
available
at Bloomsbury Theatre's website. You can find it via our own social media.
Yes, indeed.
Also, Suze, Alfie and my mum and I watched Rivals last night. Have you seen it?
No, I haven't. Full of sex. No one's wearing a box in that, are they?
Nobody's wearing anything. Well, somebody said to me, oh, it's just silly. It's just silly when they're all shagging or whatever. But there's a lot of it.
How was it watching it with your mum?
There's a lot of bums. Awkward.
Yeah?
Very. Awkward. Yeah. Very awkward indeed.
I imagine Alfie would be more relaxed watching that sort of thing with your mum than you are.
Yes, that's true. Probably they wouldn't bat an eyelid, but it was a lot.
Yeah, don't you see like a full willy as well?
You do. Yeah, in the tennis moment, I think.
Moment,
I don't know if there are other moments that have been talked about.
Sure. I mean, I know nothing other than I've seen a guy on Instagram being like, "Yes, it's my own."
Oh,
to which I was like, "Cool." I don't know what.
Oh, how endearing. It's very funny, though, I think.
Yeah.
Rufus Jones is particularly funny.
Is it quite camp?
Very.
And like of its moment, is it 80s or 90s?
Yeah, it's set in 1986.
Oh, the year I was born.
Then you must watch it. It's very funny. Like the way that they've sort of captured the whole, well, of course, you know, for fun as well, and inflated it all, yes. But like the kind of the big hair and the silly clothes. And there's one character who's played by, if you ever watched Mum with Leslie Manville,
yes.
Shout out to the Manville fans. Alfie, of course, chairperson of that. and in Mum, the son's girlfriend. Did you ever watch it? You know
I did, but I don't have such a... I can't be Kefi. Specific in my mind.
She just says Kefi a lot. Kefi. Oh. I was watching you when you were sleeping. Like that character, she plays a mum in it. She's very fun.
Right. I love it.
It's very good. It's very good. Danny Dyer is very good.
I love him.
I do.
I think he's great.
I think a lot of people love
yeah,
him.
Yeah, I don't think I'm alone in that.
Not to dismiss him. Not to dismiss your affection for him.
No, but I think that people would have dismissed, like some people do dismiss him. And I'm like, oh no, I think he's a great actor and a really nice guy. There you go. I've said it.
Did you meet him somewhere, Suze? Did you work with him?
I have never worked with him. I think I may have met him once. Have you worked with him?
No. I saw him at a bar once and I wanted to say hi, but I was too shy.
Oh, I think he'd have liked it.
Yeah, I think
so. Do you remember when he called like the Conservative government a load of slags on GMTV?
Did he? He said something about the trotters. Where's he gone? David Cameron, yeah. Where's he gone? Putting his trotters up. Yeah.
Love it.
But brave, bold.
Did you know this? That Harold Pinter said that Danny Dyer was one of the greatest actors of our generation?
Well, I'm not surprised.
They're like great mates.
Well, I don't know if they are so much now.
Sure. Is he dead?
Yeah.
Yeah. But he's got that lovely theatre. How does he keep
it going? I know. How does he keep it going? I don't know. I know what you can do. what you can do with a Ouija board. But yeah, no, he's great in it. It's really funny.
I must watch it. Talking of Ouija boards, are you doing anything for Halloween?
Mum got a pumpkin, so I think we're going to carve that.
Sure.
But we're not going to do anything more than that, I don't think.
Do you know what's happened to our pumpkins, Tom?
Oh, no. Not stolen.
No. The snails are having an absolute field day.
No way.
It's full of them. Like one's like crawling out the eye. It's disgusting.
That's quite Halloween-y though.
Horror film, yeah. They are like, this is delicious. Mm. And someone's taken out all these big hard seeds for us. Nom, 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 nom.
Well, if you put a candle inside, it might frighten them off.
No, I think they're like, oh, warmth.
Oh, no.
One of them had a guitar. It was like they were at a campfire.
Oh, it's a lot, isn't it? Are you going to be going out trick-or-treating?
Yes, we are. We're going out trick-or-treating. Well, because on our road, you know, it's that thing where if you put a pumpkin outside, people can knock on and it's all very family vibes.
Well,
so there's a few
nice.
Of us going. But of course, it needs to be super early. So it'll be at 5:30.
Fun.
Before anyone that's actually dressed scary will come out. Because last year, the kids saw someone dressed as Pennywise.
Oh, it's a lot, you know, isn't it?
And it's like, also like it was a dad who was like a dad of one of the older kids. And I was like, I'm sorry, what the fuck are you doing? There's like 4-year-olds here.
You will find that
this
in Brighton. I'm sorry to say it, Susie, but there is a, you know, sometimes with some people, they've moved to Brighton because they want to abscond from responsibility. And
Tom, don't say things like that about my hometown. I won't bear,
well,
I can't bear it. Home,
Brighton Albion. You know, some people, they don't want to think about what an adult should do. And that's not dress up as Pennywise and frighten the little ones.
Oh my God, it was fucking terrifying.
Mm.
Had done like the makeup, had the teeth in.
Maybe it was Pennywise.
Oh, the clown from It.
Maybe it was, you know, him.
Oh, I thought you said who. Do you think?
Maybe. I think he probably live in Brighton.
Did you see there was some very funny pictures that have been shared from, I don't know what the account is. I don't know how I ended up on it, but it was basically photos from the set of that new It movie, or the most recent It movie. But because there was kids in it, the guy that played Pennywise would be in costume doing really silly stuff with them beforehand.
Oh,
so
that's
that they
good.
Wouldn't be scared. Oh. And so there's like these really funny pictures of them like playing cards with him. So that they wouldn't be scared when they were actually shooting. But it was just like, I'm just dressed like a silly clown.
Oh, that's silly very tea. Sweet.
Yeah, it was very, very charming.
Very charming of the actor. I wonder who the actor was. They must be like, wow.
So the guy that lives on my road.
It's him. Oh, fine. Oh, that's because I don't watch many horror films, really. I find either they're
too much
and often a bit gory. I don't like anything too gory.
No, I don't like anything too gory. I also, as I'm getting older, I find I can't watch anything that's very violent.
I have been saying this for some time. And I feel it's very on brand.
Everything is so violent.
Yes, I don't like it. Like, things. Well, I've never watched it, so I shouldn't say this, but I know people like Gangs of London.
Oh my God, that's the exact one that I didn't want to watch because Alice was watching it and she really enjoyed it.
Yeah, people
she's
love
got
it.
A stronger stomach than me.
Mm.
And I couldn't bear it. Couldn't bear it. It was so, it was just, I mean, I think it's meant to be amazing. People love it. It's brilliant. I think the acting's great and stuff like that, but I just think the sheer amount of violence, I just can't watch.
I don't like anything like that. I have to say, I don't like any kind of, I find it quite gratuitous. Same with Peaky Blinders. I've never watched because of that kind of.
I would love to because I love Helen Corey so much.
Oh, that's, well, maybe it's not that violent. I don't know.
No, I think it is. I would prefer people to be sort of psychologically damaged than physically.
Sure.
Is that too much to ask?
It's much better that way around.
Isn't it just?
Even Sherwood, I found a bit like that. Sorry to the Leslie Manville fans. But,
yeah, she's great.
There was I don't know if you saw the new series of Sherwood.
Yeah, I did.
With Monica Dolan being that sinister murderer.
Yeah, I love her.
She's great, isn't she?
I love Monica Dolan. She can do no wrong.
I know, because she went from
the post office to that.
Post office, scatty post office woman. And then she's like horrible murderer.
Love her so much.
But all of that kind of, I don't know. That just sort of like, I'll just watch you die. Oh, that's fine.
Yeah.
Like, I just sort of think, well, on a Sunday night as well. They're often on a Sunday night.
Yeah. What happened to Heartbeat?
What happened to Lovejoy? Yeah. All those nice things you want to, darling.
Was he a antique dealer? He was, wasn't he?
He was. And I'm just going to put my microphone on a cushion because I'm sitting awkwardly. But the thing is with Lovejoy, which I didn't realise until just the other day.
Go on, tell me, Tom.
Is, well, Downton Abbey, Mrs. Hughes is played by Lady Jane from Lovejoy.
None of this makes any sense to me. And I feel like you've told me this before and it didn't make any sense.
Maybe I have said this on a regular basis on here. But, you know.
You know. Darling Buds of May, love.
Of course. Great times.
Great Pam times. Of course, Catherine Zeta.
Philip Franks. Oh, no, and David Jason.
Of course. What a
lineup.
Yeah, those shows are very much gone, aren't they?
Well,
those warm, cuddly Sunday nights. Oh, but I mean, Call the Midwife will be back soon.
That's a cuddly show, isn't it? And then you've got things like The Rivals, I think, which got a bit of lighthearted fun about them.
Yeah, it's nice to have. Us. Who are we? The rest is entertainment.
My goodness, analysing the success of TV shows.
Oh, should we have some emails?
Oh, let's get into some emails. Thank you for writing in to all of you who did. We appreciate it very much.
Very much so.
We've got some lovely ones, actually.
We have indeed. Tom, I feel like this is a person that you and I can really relate to.
Oh, good.
I feel like, get ready for this. Hi. I was listening to you guys this morning walking Martha Dog, picture attached, at the exact same moment you gave a shout out to dog walkers, shouting right back at you. In a truly bizarre coincidence, this happened 10 minutes after I put my hand in my coat pocket and found a snail.
Oh my goodness.
Still in the shell, but alas, looking somewhat desiccated, shall we say? And despite me popping him on a nice mossy path, I suspect I may have been carrying around a tiny snail corpse. Ew. I only found your podcast a couple of months ago, but I've been loving it. It's really like having a couple of funny buddies chatting in my ear. Thank you, Laura. P.S. The actual literal title of my PhD was TH17 cells in multiple sclerosis. Totes hilaire. Am I right? I don't understand that.
It just sounds very medical, doesn't it?
It does. It does. PPS, the first pic is Martha taken on today's walk. She posed in her Halloween bandana, Tom. If you get a pooch, you can get these, can be provided. The second picture was our attempt at Master giving Dobby a sock, or possibly the other way around. Technology hates me. Yes, she needs a groom. Please don't floof shame. PPPPPS, for fuck's sake, I've uploaded the pictures twice, but I can't undo it on my phone. And I can't delete the whole thing because I'm old and lazy. So you have the picture of Martha twice. Is that bad? I'm sorry. If it's good, you're welcome. Bye, 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 bye. Then follows up the email with, this is a dreadful start. It's an out-of-date email address, multiple photos, cue anxiety spiral about being incompetent and irritating. I just feel like this is really someone that would understand us.
Laura, you very much hit the nail on the head in terms of how we feel at all times.
Yes.
And I have been feeling like that a lot lately, just sort of kind of, I don't know what it means to change this season. It's spiraling a lot. Yeah.
That's tough.
Well, I mean, I'm sure other people have it tougher. But
Yeah, of course. I mean, Tom, yeah, you're not, you know, but what I'm saying is like, you're not alone in that.
Yes,
I think like, that's
yes. Oh no, you're right.
Which is no. But I don't actually. I as I said that, I thought I don't want to sound like I'm dismissing your feelings.
No.
I mean, I think that it's really normal to really feel like you're spiraling.
Do you think? Well, I just sort of sometimes go, oh, it's very self-centered, of course, but like, oh my god, everybody in this environment hates me. Oh my god, everybody's just gonna.
That's so mad to me because I feel like you're so well liked.
Well,
I don't understand why.
I don't understand.
I don't get it. Sure. But that's...
Maybe it's because I have these anxiety worries.
Oh, darling.
No,
I don't know. Why are you like that? You've mentioned this a few times on the pod lately.
Have I?
Yeah. And I wonder...
If it's a cry for help.
Well, not a cry for help. Just...
It's probably the change of the seasons and being tired. Being a bit tired.
And just being us. Just being brain us. Chemistry. Being us,
yeah. Hi, Susie and Tom. I hope you're both thriving and not just surviving.
Oh, that's thanks, true. Babe.
Oh, yes. I love your podcast and you've kept me company on my dog walk. So when you shouted out to dog... Oh, that's exactly the same one. Sorry.
No, it's not.
Really?
No, it's not. It's someone has started
In exactly the same way.
In exactly the same way, yeah.
So when you shout out to dog walks on a recent episode, I thought, oh, that's me. So somebody else had exactly the same experience.
Yeah.
You then asked what kind of dog people have, and I have quite a rare breed in the UK, a Bazenji. He's very sweet and trots in quite a camp manner when he wants to, as well as getting on his hind legs to look at what cheese is on the counter. It's rather pretty, and so often gets confused for being a girl, but his name is Bruce, which gives away that he's not. If you want to see him, he has his own Insta. Bruce the Bazenji. Bazenji. And I can confirm he's good with stairs. We lived in a ground floor flat with him for a year, and whenever we visited my parents, during this time he ran up and down the stairs multiple times on arrival to get his stair fix. Big, big thanks for the pod. Keep them coming. It helps me get through hump day. Bye, 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 bye. That's from Maisie.
Did you look at the dog?
No, did you?
Oh, she's beautiful. Hey, Bruce, honestly, you're going to love this dog. Look at this dog. Look at this dog. You're going to absolutely love him. He's really cute.
Bruce the Bazenji. Never heard of that breed.
No, but look at the pointy up ears. Oh, looks like such a jolly chap.
Bruce the Do you know what? With technology being so clever,
yeah.
If you get one letter wrong in a search for something, they're like, no, don't know what you mean. No, don't know what you mean.
It's like typing and being dyslexic. Sometimes Word literally goes, we've got no idea. Try
well,
again.
Mine's starting to do that now, but then at the same time, like predict whole sentences. Oh, very pretty dog.
Very pretty dog, right? Love.
Oh, adorable. Oh, lovely. Thanks, Bruce.
Thanks, Brucey, baby. Okay. Hello, Susie and Tom. Love the pod so much. It's like catching up with two friends. I've got a bit of a dilemma and I wonder if you can help me.
Oh, yeah.
I was super excited to get tickets for, Susie's tour. As soon as they came out, I came out or the tour show came out? Who knows?
As soon as you came out, she got them. Yeah.
Everything was falling into place with you playing my local venue the week of my birthday. Excellent. I booked two tickets in the front row and arranged my mother-in-law to babysit. Oh. All sorted, or so I thought. I've just found out I'm pregnant. After putting the dates that I'm due into a calculator, it would appear that my due date is the 24th of June. The date of your show is the 25th. What do I do?
Oh.
Could I still chance it?
Wow.
It's definitely going to be cutting it fine. I also don't want to give you two empty seats in the front row. Do I try and give the tickets away or just hope for the best? I was so looking forward to it, but it seems so tricky to try and plan around. If you could keep me anonymous, that would be great. Obviously, it's quite early on and we haven't told anyone yet. Never stop this podcast. Much love.
Well, wow.
First of all, huge congratulations that you're pregnant. How wonderful.
How wonderful. Also, so your show's on the 25th of June?
Yeah, and they are...
The due date's 24th.
Yes.
Wow, my mum's birthday's the 25th.
Well, there you go. That's a good reason to... And Irene is a lovely name.
Something to put out there. Well,
what do you think? I think keep the tickets and then DM me the week before if you're not going to be able to come, and I'll share it on my socials.
That's a good idea. Yeah. Or, you know, I think often babies don't always arrive exactly on the day, do they? And so,
no, I think they sort of come when they want, when they're vibing.
When they're very vibe based.
Yeah. Vibe based.
So you might find that it's quite the nice thing to do if you're just sort of waiting.
Yes, if it's late, if the baby is late.
What would you do if someone went into labour in the middle of your show?
Well, obviously, it'd be great press.
Great press.
So funny, she made my waters break. If you could actually organise that, that'd be ideal.
That would be incredible.
I think that I had a week-old baby in one of my shows last tour in Glasgow because the mum had booked tickets a year in advance.
Oh, how lovely.
And then was like, I just really wanted to come because the baby was perfect. Didn't shout, didn't cry. But then at one point just heard a...
Oh.
Like, I'm sorry. What? Like quite a quiet bit.
Oh.
And I was like, I'm sorry, what is that noise? Mm-hmm. And someone was like, I'm really sorry, I brought a baby.
Oh, that's so lovely.
And then I had a photo with the baby.
Maybe
it was like a week or 2 weeks. It was very small.
And then last one. I'm so glad this person's got in touch because as we were leaving The Lion King,
yes,
we were just saying goodbye at Charing Cross and somebody came up and said hello and how they enjoyed the podcast.
Yes.
But we were sort of in the throes of saying goodbye and you guys were rushing for your train.
Yes.
So, hi, Tom and Susie. That was me. I apologize for interrupting you with I Love Your Podcast outside Charing Cross station last Sunday. I had just spotted you as I was running for my train, brackets 2 minutes. I just think... The Back to the Future musical. I highly recommend it, as I know you love a show, and I was so chuffed to see you. Bracket Susie, you're very pretty in real life. Smiley
emoji.
Oh,
thanks so much.
Nothing about me. I have to tell you how fab your podcast is, how you always make me laugh, especially when you chat about things like gardening, tea, wallpapering, and Call the Midwife. She's actually abbreviated it to CTMW.
Well, yes, of course, that's what us fans do.
Yes.
Haven't got the time.
Who's got the time? Tom, I saw your show at the Bromley Churchill brackets. Yes, I'm local. Beckenham, fancy. That's where I was born, actually. Beckenham, on the last tour, and you were sensational. I have yet to see you, Susie, but I know I will at some point. Thank you for keeping me entertained each week. I have a boring job and need light entertainment a lot. Bye, 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 bye. Much love, Claire. But yeah, sorry for the excessive exclamation marks, ellipses, and then 5 exclamation marks.
I loved you stopping us to say that you love our podcast.
Hey, who wouldn't?
Loved it.
Right?
Thank you so much.
Claire, we don't mind at all. And I'm very flattered. I was just sad that we were all rushing so we couldn't have a moment to
have a nice chat.
Yeah.
I would quickly like to give a quick shout out to someone called Rebecca, who I spoke to in the M&S cafe.
Oh my goodness.
This weekend.
Wow.
I was getting some food for me and the fam, and right. a lady called Rebecca said hello and told me that she really enjoys the podcast.
Oh, Rebecca, thank
and,
you.
And I just want to say hello and how nice it was to meet you and how sweet it was for you to say such nice things about whatever this is.
About whatever.
I don't know what it's been today. I don't know what it's been today.
No one could tell.
But it's a thing.
It's a thing, and we hope we provided a little bit of, you know, bit of something for your hump day.
Something for your hump day. That's what we should have called it.
Oh, something for your hump day.
Yeah.
Having the hump, though, as a kid was always something my dad would say if you had the grumps, if you were grumpy.
Yeah, of course. Oh, he's got the hump.
He's got the hump. Oh, yeah, it is a thing.
Yeah. Got the hump. Yeah, I wonder where that comes from. Is it because camels are sort of quite notoriously miserable?
I was finding them quite placid, but I've not really encountered them.
Don't they
spit
at people?
Oh, they do apparently, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and there is one in The Rivals.
A camel?
Yeah.
Has it got the hump?
It does, actually. It's got two humps, yeah. It's sort of a mark of the 80s, 1980s excessiveness.
What, they have one as a pet?
Well, you'll have to watch it.
Okay. There's some alpacas around the corner from my mum and dad.
Are there?
Yeah, and I like to go around and look at them.
Mm.
But, do you know, I want them to be friendlier than they are.
Yeah, they're not that nice, are they?
Mm. No, they look like they... I mean, do get in touch if you've got an alpaca that's friendly that I can come and meet.
Yeah. The alpaca community has been very much, very much heightened by what you just said there.
I don't trust them.
Why?
First of all, really big teeth.
Okay.
Could do with a brush.
Okay. Okay.
Fine. Really big, really big front teeth. Could do with a brush. Massive front teeth. Absolutely mad. Like how large the front teeth are. Like just those two at the front.
Oh, okay.
And this isn't me shaming them. I think this is like anatomical. I don't think this is specific to the alpacas that I see.
Mm-mm, this is an alpaca thing.
Yeah.
She don't
no shame. No shame.
No shame.
And they've always got like green bits around them because they're always munching on grass, which I hate dirty teeth. what?
I don't know.
Well, what's funny about that?
Nothing.
Same with horses.
Oh, right. Mm. Oh, I thought you were very horsey though.
I think I've just got a longer face than most. Well, no, if you open up horses' mouths, their teeth are huge.
Right.
And obviously dirty.
Right. You don't
someone's
like
brushing
that.
Them.
Mm. Don't carrots sort of wash them?
How much can a carrot do, Tom?
I don't know.
Do you know what I mean? Mm. Yeah, probably, but not a lot. Not enough. It's not like Aquafresh, is it?
No, it's not. No, it's not.
But yeah, anyway, so these ones around the corner from Mum and Dad's, do you know what? It feels like they could turn at any moment. They're like a bitch at school. Mm.
Oh, alpacas.
Like you would never feel like, I would never feel relaxed in their presence. I would always be waiting for them to say something mean. And they wouldn't say something because they're an alpaca to like attack you.
Okay.
Like on their hind legs, I think like bang, bang.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I would love someone to get in touch and to tell me otherwise and invite me to meet their alpacas.
Okay. You're open to having your mind changed, but
I'm really open to having my mind changed, but the ones that live around the corner...
You don't care.
Maybe it's Hailing Island alpacas that are difficult.
Mm. Maybe. We won't know until the listeners get in touch. So let's hope they do.
Yeah, let me know. Do reach out.
Do reach out, everybody.
And maybe
we'd
someone that works at ZSL. Maybe if they know anything about camels.
Is
it called ZSL?
I was just thinking.
ZLS. What is it called?
Zoo for London, is it? Or Zoo?
Zoo.
We've got to get it right.
It's like Zoological Society London.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was right. ZSL. Look at me.
Oh.
I'm one with the animals.
You really are.
Thank you.
But do let us know about your alpacas. Yeah, we'd love to know whether I should get one. Yeah, people seem to want
them. Oh, Tom, that'd be great for your garden.
Yes, it would be great, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Tidy it up around the edges.
Yeah, tidy it around the edges. Have a go on the trampoline.
Maybe.
Nice to be a alpaca.
Lovely film.
Right, I'm going to go because...
You've got to go and swim.
My friend and yours, Amy Annette, is here, and we're going to go to Sea Lanes in Brighton and have a swim.
Sea Lanes?
Yeah, it's like a lido. I don't want to get in the sea. It feels like that would be too cold for me right now.
Oh, okay. I didn't know you were going to... what, is it like a tidal pool lido, or is it a...
I don't know what a tidal pool lido is.
Oh, it's like when they kind of have...
When they have a wave machine.
Margate. No, that's a leisure centre. When they have a wall, sort of in the sea, on the beach, and the water splashes in.
No, it's not that. It is just a pool near the beach that's outdoors.
Oh. Okay.
But it's lovely.
Lovely. Well, that would be nice. Okay. You'll feel great afterwards, yeah.
I think so. But I will see you next week.
Well, have a lovely time, and we will speak next week for sure, Suze. You just take care out there, okay?
Take care too. Okay, bye. Okay.
Bye for now. Bye. Bye, 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 bye,
bye, bye, bye, bye.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Suze Ruffle, a stand-up comedian, and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day, and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook, and audio.